Almost 20 years ago, I decided I would pick up a microphone. Didn't really know what I was doing at the time. I thought, do you know what? I can do this. And I started a podcast. I carried on podcasting on that particular podcast for about 8 years, 8 or 9 years. And I got to a point where I decided, no, it's not working for me. I'm going to end this podcast and start a new one. So I did. I started a new podcast and ran with that one. And I ran with that one for, again, about 9 years. And then from that point onwards, there was no podcast. There was no podcast. I have been umming and ahhing. I have been thinking about doing it for a long time. I have been thinking, where is my voice? Because when you pick up a microphone and when you talk and when you do a podcast, it can sometimes feel really alien because you're literally just talking to yourself. I'm currently sat here. I'm going to give you a picture of what I am doing. I'm sat here at my desk in front of my monitors. I'm sat here bollock naked. It's a good way to start. But it means I'm not overheating. It means I'm able to just breathe freely. And my testicles are also just hanging off of the chair, doing their own thing. Yes, what a welcome to a new show. This is Toby Honest. And to be honest, this is my podcast. What is this podcast about? If you know who I am in real life, you may know of some of the things I've done. I've done podcasts, I've done YouTube, I make music and that kind of shit. But podcasts, I've just not done for a while. It's been something that's been in the back of my brain, kind of festering away, making me think, oh, do I have a voice anymore? There's so many people out there talking. There's so many people out there sharing their opinions. Do we really need another one? And the answer is no. I'm not doing this for anyone else. I'm doing this for me. My podcast used to be a way for me to talk through what was going on in my head. And my God, there was a lot going on in my head at the time. I was going through an eating disorder. I went through depression. I went through an abusive relationship. I do feel like I suddenly sound like the like Katy Price on TikTok. I'll put the clip in. And I get to this point where I'm celebrating a milestone birthday this year. And I made a promise to myself to start making more music, to start being creative. Because last year, I really didn't do anything musically. I maybe released one or two tracks, and that was about it. And I just didn't do anything with it. This year so far, I've released a new track or released an old track every single week from my archive, from things I'm doing, from new things. And I'm having a lot of fun doing it. But in July, July the 14th of this year, 2024, I will be turning 40. Now, some of you out there might be going, oh my God, you don't look 40. And thanks. You're probably all thinking, you probably look about 78. Yeah. Times are hard. We're in a cost of living crisis. This is where we are in the world at the moment. We are under a conservative government. We've been under a conservative government since 2010. It's been fucking awful. Everybody hates it. And we're just poorer. We're just less well off. We're just struggling. People are suffering. It's fucking horrible. Brexit happened. We're no longer part of the EU. It's really fucking sad and depressing. Nothing in this fucking country makes me feel positive about living where I live, like in the UK. And some people may have that kind of weird patriotic thing in the head.
Well, if you don't like it, why don't you leave?
Well, if I could leave because we were part of the EU, then I fucking would. However, I'm stuck here with the rest of you. With the rest of you asshole racist wankers. I do want this to be a podcast where I can talk honestly and openly about things that piss me off. Because I rarely get angry. I rarely get shouty. It's not in my nature to do that. But I do think that sometimes we need to bring things to the surface and talk about hateful people. I'm quite a chilled person in my life. I believe that people should be able to just be happy to do what they want in life as long as they're not hurting other people. But there's people on the other side of that who just want to hurt people, just want to think that everybody is out to get them, that everybody is the enemy. The kind of people that wank over Harry Potter fan fiction and just think that all trans people are here to destroy us. That's not the case. The trans people are here because they want to be here, because they exist, and any kind of denial of that is fucking disgusting. J.K. Rowling, worst fucking person in the world. I don't even want to get started on talking about that, because we don't want to do that. To bring it back a little bit, this is my first episode. I'm aware that I'm already getting quite heated, but let me kind of give you a little bit of a backstory. If you're completely new to who I am, I want to start you from the very beginning. I was born under a star. I was born in 1984 in Cambridge. And I suddenly, when I was born, my biological father decided that he didn't have a pair of testicles and decided that he wanted to leave and never be part of my life. That gave me trauma, people. That gave me trauma. I have talked about this in videos on YouTube. I have written poetry about it. Oh yeah, I write poetry as well. I've written poetry about it. I have made weird music things about it. I have got very upset about it. I have got really angry about it. I have daddy issues. It's a thing. And I've also managed to, at one point in my life, in 2017, I reached out to him, found him through like the internet, and managed to send an email to him. We had maybe one or two emails back and forth, and then radio silence since then. It's been many years since then, and I'm still, it's just still angry. I don't think I'll ever not be angry. I don't understand how someone could just leave something they created, leave a life that they've created, and not want anything to do with me. It doesn't make sense to me. The funny thing is, I've done research. I'm one of those gays, well, I say one of those gays, I'm pansexual. We'll talk more about that soon. But I am one of those people that I need to know the information. That stems from being ADHD. And there's so many little things I'm just throwing out here that I need to talk about. But yeah, if you tell me something, I want to know all the details. I want to find out everything. If I pick up on something that it doesn't seem right, I'll keep pulling that thread until I know what it is. I have ADHD. I was diagnosed when I was about 7. However, I going through the pandemic, all of my ADHD coping mechanisms, my mask that I put up, the ways I was able to function, all of that disappeared. It absolutely disappeared. I forgot how to function. I reached out for support from the NHS. And the NHS, as you may know if you read a newspaper, or who reads newspapers, if you've been online, you may understand that the NHS is under quite a bit of pressure at the moment. That's because of underfunding by the Conservative government. Remember, this is the year of the election. Don't forget to vote, and don't vote Conservative. If you vote Conservative, you are a nonce. It's plain and simple, and I am standing by that. So don't vote Conservative unless that's you. But yeah, I got diagnosed early as a child. I wanted to see if I could get any more support because I was really struggling. And to get support, I needed to be re-diagnosed. So I managed to get re-diagnosed by going private through a thing called Right to Choose via the NHS. And luckily, I did it at the right time, because the queues, the massive amount of waiting wasn't... that there was a very much a period of waiting for me. It was months and months and months. But I managed to get seen, I managed to get diagnosed, and I started the medication. They put me on a thing called titration, which is when they measure what medication you need to be on and how long for and what the dosage is and stuff like that. And that all worked really well. And now I am actually fully prescribed medication for my ADHD, and it helps me a lot. Like I said, I'm pansexual. What does pansexual mean? Pansexual for me is that I have the ability to love and to be intimate with anybody, irregardless of gender. Like, I don't see gender as a barrier to intimacy or anything like that. some people call it gender blindness, but that's how I would kind of explain it to somebody in a simple way. I love and I like to be intimate with people. That's really all it kind of boils down to. It's not complicated. But yeah, born in Cambridge, didn't have my father. My mum brought me up as a single parent for a decent amount of time until she met my I guess it's my stepdad. That's a whole nother thing, that there's a box. It's like Pandora's box. One day we'll talk about it, but now isn't the time. And then my mum had my brother, my half-brother, because we are blood related through my mum. And then, yeah, just lots of stuff happened. I've had lots of traumatic relationships. Majority, I say lots of traumatic relationships. I've had one traumatic relationship, two. First one was in about 2005, 2006 time. I moved out of Cambridge at the time where I lived to Manchester with this person, and they were very, very abusive. I'm not going to go into any like further detail on that. It was horrible. And then in 2009, I met an ex, obviously now, and it was an interesting relationship. It wasn't a good relationship. I wasn't myself in that relationship, and I put up with a lot. And eventually that came to an end. There's a lot more behind all these stories, and I will at some point touch on them in the future. But for now, I want to kind of do the synopsis. I'm polyamorous. I started being open/polyamorous in 2015 when I was with my ex. And then since 2015-16, I've been poly. I'm in a relationship with two people at the moment. I've been with my partner, who I live with, since 2016, so 8 years now. And my other partner, I've known them since like 2000, and I always get this confused. It's really, really bad, but I think it's like 2018-19 time. Lived in Cambridge for the majority of my life, went through the pandemic, was working for a company at the time, and the company decided to do a restructure in the middle of a pandemic. Great idea. Give everybody who is really struggling with their mental health anyway, because they're isolated, make them worry about their job security. Great move, guys. So they did this I don't know why they did it, but they did it. And it was awful. They put people through so much stuff. Loads of people decided to leave the job because it was traumatic. And then they also said, oh, people can put themselves in for voluntary redundancy. At that time, me and my partner were talking about potentially moving out of Cambridge if we can work from home. And those ideas were kind of floating around a little bit. And then it just got to a point where I was like, I don't want to work for this company anymore. I put myself in for voluntary redundancy. They chose to reject it on the basis that so many people had left that they don't need to make any reductions. So the whole restructure was fucking pointless. And it just got to a point where I was like, yeah, okay. They didn't accept it. And so in the same thing, when they said, oh yeah, we're not going to be accepting this. And I said, well, you can accept my resignation. Here it is. We then moved up north into the north of the UK in 2021. And we've been here ever since. Made some good friends here. It's just a lot nicer, a lot cheaper than living in Cambridge. But it's been a bit of a struggle to, it was a bit of a struggle to kind of like, get used to living away from Cambridge, but now I'm so used to it. When I go back to Cambridge is unrecognizable to me. It doesn't look the same. It doesn't feel the same. I don't have the homesick feeling that I thought I would have the first time I went back. It isn't what I remember. This is where I am now. I'm home where I am. I'm home where my heart is, and my heart is in my house with my partner and with my other partner. And that's just a really nice place to be. There are also struggles in my life. I mean, who doesn't have struggles? But I do struggle with things. My ADHD is a struggle sometimes, even when it's medicated. It can be just one of those things that is difficult to deal with. It causes issues for me quite a lot of the time. But I am improving with the help of medication. I'm actually finding ways of being able to process things better and understand things better. And yeah, But it's difficult at times, I won't lie. So, what is the point of this podcast, and what is this podcast going to be? predominantly, it's a big word, predominantly it's going to be a podcast where I will talk about things that are going on in my life, maybe things that are going on in the world. I will also have shows where I will have guests and we will talk about stuff and we will just have a nice little conversation, or maybe an in-depth conversation or a hard to listen to conversation. I don't want to shy away from having difficult conversations about things, about talking about subjects that are hard to talk about, because I don't feel that there's always a lot of space for that in the world. And I think a lot of time, especially like with social media, people always put on their best face, they edit their pictures, they want to appear a certain way. And trust me, I was that person at one point in my life. I thought I had to be a certain way to exist, to actually function in the world, because I thought everybody was judging me. The fact is, nobody's really judging you. There might be one or two that may judge you, but they're the ones that are really insecure about themselves. So this podcast is basically a way for me to talk, to get stuff out of my head, and to have people that I think will be really good to talk to and to have their stories shared on this podcast, on the show. How often am I going to podcast? I'd like to podcast at least once a month. I know that sounds like not a lot, but I also know that I have been known to make promises in the past of like, oh, I'll do a podcast a week, and then I get to week three and I burn out because I feel like I've got to do it rather than I'm doing it because I've got something to say. If I have something to say, I'll talk. If I don't, there's no point, because I'm just going to be filling the world with air, and that wouldn't make sense to me. So the podcast starts here. This is episode one of Toby Honest. If you've managed to listen and you've enjoyed what you've heard so far and you want to be along for the journey, then please subscribe. You can do so on most podcasting things where we are, this podcast will be. Because I'm a new podcast, I know it's a lot not to ask. If you can, if your podcast like directory allows you to do so, please rate the podcast. Please give me 5 stars. Leave a review, things like that. They really help like a podcast grow in those early days. I don't want to grow because I want to have like adverts on my podcast. That's not what I'm doing this for either. I want to be very clear about that. I get very annoyed with podcasts that have adverts in. I get very annoyed with podcasts that seem to sell out and do you'll be listening to a podcast and it could be a really good one. And then suddenly there's a really bad audio advert in the middle of it. And it sounds like,
you can buy this. If you want to buy this, use my code asshole17 and you can save £1 on every 1,000 turkeys you stick up your ass.
I just don't like it. I don't like adverts. So I don't think I'll ever sell out. And if I ever start thinking that I'm going to sell out, you are more than welcome to go, oi, remember what you said on episode one, you bastard. Stop it. Stop selling out. Yeah, that's pretty much about it. And it's a weird way to end a podcast, but this is all about honesty. If you've got this far, like I say, get in touch. Drop me an email. I think it's tobyhonestpodcast@gmail.com. And you can just drop me a thing. If you want to be honest about something, if you want to have a confession about something, this show is in its infancy and it will grow, hopefully. And I will bring in things that will allow this to be more interactive. Like, I want to have a voicemail line. I want to have a way for people to be able to call in and just be like, hey. But email is good for now. I'll look at other ways of having people like contribute to the show and become part of the show. If you want to be someone who we have a chat together, if that's something that you think might be fun, let me know, because I'd like to do that. And yeah, if there's anything you can think of that you might want to hear or see or whatever, let me know. Going to sign off now because I've been talking solidly for 22 minutes and that's not usually something I do. So yeah, thanks for listening and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.